what do you call these stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
What do you call the big teeth that some hogs have?
Tusks.
And what would you call the things, the long things elephants have?
They're tusks, too.
The thing you'd put the food in for would be the what?
Trough.
If you had three or four of them, you'd say, I have three or four.
Pigs or hogs.
Or meaning the thing you put the food in.
Oh, trough.
Do you have any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, they used to call them wild hogs.
Do you know of any issues that other people if you have a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you do?
You'd have him cut, but they say here. Oh, the cut is a cut. Back up.
Have you?
You flip a hog over on his back. You catch him by one of his feet. Flip him over on his back. Get right down on him between front and back legs. And one neck and hold him while you cut him.
Have you ever...
I've actually helped do that.
I don't mean this to be a...
I didn't cut him.
I don't mean a disgusting question, but have you ever eaten the cutting?
I know people that have.
What do you call them?
They call them mountain oysters, I believe. They call it.
I've heard the same.
Yeah. But I never have eaten it, no.
Now, if you were, you say you cut a hog, what would you do to a horse to do the same thing to a horse?
Well, they have a system now whereby they use cutoff. I'm not familiar with it. But
well, what do you call the process of doing it to a horse, whichever way you do it? Do you call it? You call
I would say cutting. I don't know. That might not be what they go.
Well, I mean, it's what you know. It's, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. What about a calf?
Calf, that's what they do.
Now, how about a tomcat? Somebody's got a tomcat. And they take it to the vet to have it done. What do they call that?
They call it. That's what they call it, but I didn't. I never had called anything, really.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I ever had that. I mean, I had that done with it. We are.
A lot of words for that.
Yeah.
What's the noise a calf makes when it's being weaned?
It bellows.
And if you heard a calf, you say that calf is...
It's its mother most of the time.
What do you call the gentle noise made by a cow at feeding time?
Mooing.
And if
a lowing, they call it, I think.
What?
Lowing is what we...
If you were if you'd say the cow begins what?
Low.
Calf back to calf feed and you heard the noise, you'd say that began to what?
I really wouldn't know what to say.
Okay.
Good bella.
The gentle bella. What's the gentle noise of makes?
They bray, what they call it. Braying of the horse.
All right. Let's say just for a this, you'd say you knew somebody that had horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now, when they got hungry, this man had to go out and feed the what?
Stock.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say livestock.
If you were going to feed the hen, these geese, and so forth.
Feed poultry.
And you'd say you were going out to feed the
chickens or the poultry.
What do you call hen on a nest of eggs?
Hen.
And what do you call a place where you live?
It's a hen house.
If it's just a little small shelter for one or two hens, a little sort of thing, you know, call that.
It'd be a roost, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Honestly.
That's what I used to call.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's for, I'm trying to get, there's a distinction here. You mentioned hen house. Is this a place where a bunch of chickens would...
Yeah, and they also lay their eggs and nest in hen houses.